Hello, everyone. This is your Enchantrix Tease, Mistress Brighton. And today I wanted to talk to you about something that's close to my heart, sensual teasing. I consider myself a very sensual, playful mistress. There isn't anything I love more than getting inside your head, finding out what makes you tick, and teasing you until your cock is throbbing hard and begging for release. Which brings me to the subject of teasing for orgasmic pleasure. I'm not just talking about my coquettish smile as I'm sitting across from you at a public coffee shop, seductively eating a bag of potato chips while I rub my freshly liquored cherry red toes up and down my smooth, sexy shin. I enjoy a deeper connection and much more intense form of teasing. Not that public teasing isn't fun. There's more to teasing than just wearing that super short denim mini and drawing attention to my legs. And I do get a giggle out of watching you spill your triple espresso latte all over the front of your suit and tie because you were trying to figure out whether or not I was wearing panties. I'm referring to more sensual teasing, that pleasurable, intense, throbbing buildup, keeping you on the edge and not allowing you to come until you've received my express permission to do so. And I do love a man on the edge, keeping a man humbly at your disposal and vulnerable to your every whim, all because he wants to come so badly is a delight I relish in. My idea of teasing my boyfriend is making him wear a pair of my red lace panties to work. Granted, he doesn't really fit in them because he's a big boy, but it's fun making him wear them all day long. They're usually scented with my perfume and my own more personal scent. But what's more important is what I make him do in them while he's sitting in his office. I might call him at work and tell him in my sweetest, most seductive voice to touch the outside of those panties for me. And while he's edging that beautiful cock of his, I'm purring all sorts of indecencies in his ear. You can imagine how flushed he is, heart racing, when I tell him to stop and then hang up the phone after instructing him to put his lace panties away and wait until he hears from me again. Then, of course, there's the sexy texts and pictures I send to his phone. Like that one time I sent a picture of me all soapy and lathered up in the shower. Oh my! I bet you're wondering about that magic moment. I'm sure you're wondering what happened to my big boy after a day of me making him my stroke slut, subjecting to orgasm denial, and hours upon hours edging his cock until he was leaking and he made quite a mess of pre-cum in that lace thong. I can tell you that I got lots of presents and a beautiful bouquet of roses that day while he was waiting to come. Let's just say my boyfriend loves to spoil his mistress. So I did finally allow him to come. Didn't I? I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let that be my little secret. But if and when you chat with me, if you're a good boy, I might tell you how the night ended for my sweet, cock-edging boy toy. Kisses and giggles. This has been Miss Brighton, your Enchantrix Tease, and that is also the name of my blog, EnchantrixTease.com. So why don't you give me a call, 1-800-601-6975, and find out how my boyfriend's night ended. Bye-bye.